This week on Greatness Coaching and Therapy with Heidi M here on eRadio, we are discussing imposter syndrome. Heidi, hello and welcome back. How's it going?
I am well, and yourself, Eon?
We are hanging in there. It's almost the end of the year.
I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I also can't believe it. And it's actually scary. You know, it feels like time flies, but at the same time, it feels like it's dragging. So yeah. I constantly feel like I'm in the twilight zone.
That's
completely
right.
Completely freaked out and upside down.
Yes. But I mean, if you have a paper diary and you look at your diary, you can see, okay, we've got October and we've got November, because you can't really factor in December because nobody's working really in December. So basically, it's done.
It's done, darling.
Absolutely.
What are you sending me for Christmas?
Oh, yes. You must send me a list. Send me your top five.
Consider it done.
Awesome. Heidi, today, imposter syndrome. What on earth is imposter syndrome?
Imposter syndrome is a real thing and a cause of great distress to a great number of people. Imposter syndrome is when you are in a position or in a job or in an environment where you deep down feel that you don't belong, that you don't deserve to be there, that you feel less than, that you feel so out of your depth. And this is truly a cause of great anxiety for so many people, which is something that I really, it's close to my heart, and I want to assist in just navigating through this syndrome. It's an ongoing process, navigating yourself through this. Imagine yourself being in a new position, or you just got a raise, or you just got a new job, and there you are, and you're looking around you, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, everybody looks like they know what they're doing. Everybody's on a roll. I am not as well educated. I'm not as experienced. I come from a different background. I don't belong here. I don't know how I'm going to keep it up. I don't know how I made it through the first week. Now there's a whole contract still ahead of me. So please understand that you have to just first and foremost acknowledge to yourself, I am having these feelings, right? The big conversation that you have to have with yourself is that you ask yourself, what can I learn from being in this place? What can I learn from being in this setup and in this situation? Right? So we all have the right to learn. And that's something that we all feel within ourselves. We all have the right to learn. Imposter syndrome makes you believe that you're not allowed to be there, that you're not good enough to be there, that you have no right to be there. So you need to have this conversation with you to say, I have the right to learn, which makes your mind understand and believe that you are welcome to be in a certain position or situation or be part of a certain event. And that you say to yourself, I am here. I'm going to embrace a growth mindset, a learning mindset. I'm going to focus on continuous learning and self-improvement. And I'm going to recognize that it's okay to not have all the answers as long as I am willing to learn and adapt. Right. So that is the first mindset that you need to adopt. And you need to, how do we adopt mindsets? We sit ourselves down, we write this stuff down, because the second you write something down, it becomes real, it becomes tangible. You remove yourself from it.
Yeah.
So it's not all these mixed up feelings all inside of you. It is outside of you. It's on the paper, and then you can work with it, right? So you are going to just get it out, keep that journal. Don't roll your eyes at the word journal, but keep a journal of sorts so you can trace You know, what were you feeling 2 weeks ago? And document also your accomplishments that you are then, things that you managed to do and to do well in this process, in this situation, in this event. And then put your positive feedback in there as well. So whenever you start doubting yourself, you can go back to this journal. You can go back to this book that you've written in, and you can remind yourself after you're reviewing your accomplishments, your achievements, and your growth. Then you will immediately start feeling more in control, because this imposter syndrome is very sneaky. It can make you feel less than, that you don't have a right to be there, and that you are not in control, that you're at the mercy of others or the situation. It's important to be able, Eon, also to talk about it, to share your feelings, of course, with somebody that you trust, whether it's a friend or a family member, doesn't matter. Talking about this can help you gain perspective, and it's always good to have emotional support. And then it's very important to set realistic expectations for yourself. Understand that nobody knows everything, even if it looks like it sometimes. And it's okay to make mistakes, or it's okay to not have all the answers, right? So set realistic expectations of yourself. You can't expect of yourself to be perfect in any position, really, from the get-go. And then it's very important to set goals, but don't set only big goals, far away goals. You need to chunk down on those goals so that you reach your goals as you go along in the day to day. And then that will also make you feel stronger and more in control of yourself in the situation. So it's going to be more manageable, achieving little milestones, small milestones to boost your confidence. And when you've had some successes or you've reached some goals, celebrate those, right? Don't downplay your accomplishments. Celebrate your achievements. It doesn't matter how small they may seem. This is also going to boost your self-confidence over time. I just want to conclude to say imposter syndrome is not going to go away by itself. You really need to sit yourself down and talk to yourself and make a plan to look this thing square in the eye. Once we face our fears, half the battle is won.
Yes, I love that sentence. Absolutely. So true. Heidi, thank you so much for shedding some light on imposter syndrome. How do we get in touch with you, Heidi?
Yes, you can reach me on 079-815-6305 or on Facebook, Heidi M. Wellness or Heidi Molenser. I'll be right there to help you out. Pop me a message or drop me a line.
Fantastic. And Heidi, then next week we will be talking about toxic relationships. And that is going to be yet another interesting one. Thank you so much, as always.
My pleasure.